and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today is in Galatians 3, verse 6 to 14. Ernie's got it up there ready. I'm going to read it to you. Galatians 3, 6 to 14. Just as Abraham believed God and was reckoned to him as righteousness, so you see, those who believe are descendants of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would reckon as righteous the Gentiles by faith, declared the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the Gentiles shall be blessed in you. For this reason, those who believe are blessed with Abraham who believed. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, for it's written, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the things written in the book of the law. Now it's evident that no one is reckoned as righteous before God by the law, for the one who is righteous will live by faith. But the law does not rest on faith. On the contrary, whoever does the works of the law will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. In order that Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might come to us Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The best time to be alive was which decade? There'd be a whole bunch of different answers all over the room. The good old days. We often romanticize certain periods of our lives and hang on to particular memories. In reality, most of us were probably just as uncertain about the future as we are right now. In fact, those glory days are often in reflection because we cannot change the past and somehow we survived them. Often our memories are selective and we somehow weed out all the hard and difficult things in those time periods. The reality of what has held us is that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The churches in Galatia are not experiencing the best decade ever. In fact, they're in complete disarray. Things initially were going great as many of them found new lives and freedoms as followers of Jesus. This should be a high point in all of our lives, but the story doesn't end there. These Gentile believers believed their salvation was by faith and a gift by God through grace. A Gentile was anyone who was not of Jewish descent. But there was a group called the Judaizers who came among them and completely muddied the waters. These Jews who became Christians wanted these Gentiles to abide by religious laws and regulations like they had, by being circumcised, eating certain kinds of foods, and following certain guidelines. It became Jesus plus all the extra duties. These Gentile believers are overwhelmed, and the Apostle Paul, who was their spiritual father, wanted to put their minds and hearts at ease. It seems like all through the ages that religious people sure know how to wreck a good time, trusting in their rules instead of Jesus. In the middle of Galatians chapter 3, Paul continues to affirm no amount of works is going to make us right with God and others that we've wronged. Galatians 3:6, just as Abraham believed God, it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Listen to what it says in Hebrews 11:8-10. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave his home and go to another land that God would give him as an inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And you think your house is bad. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. When we trust God in faith, it is not all worked out. But we are trusting the Lord to work it out like he promises. We are placing our faith in the one who can do exactly what he says he can do. In Galatians 3:7, so you see, those who believe are descendants of Abraham. In John 8:33, the Jews believed they had a right standing with God because of their bloodlines through Abraham, the patriarch. They believed that they were born into the kingdom of God because of their Jewish descendants. But Abraham could not rescue them from their sin. Just like Abraham believed God in faith, any of us can believe Jesus in faith and become part of the family of God, just like Abraham is. In John 8, 56-58, Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad." The people said, "You aren't 50 years old. How could you say that you've seen Abraham?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was born, I am." We do not become a Christian because we're born in a Christian family or so-called Christian country. We become a Christ follower when we trust Jesus by faith. Galatians 3:8-9. The scripture foreseeing what God would reckon as righteous, the Gentiles by faith, declared the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "All Gentiles should be blessed by you." You can find these promises in Genesis 12:3, Genesis 18:18, and in Genesis 22:18. God's plan from the beginning was to reconcile all people groups of the world back to himself. The Lord has favorites, every tribe, tongue, and nation. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Yet sadly, racism is everywhere in our world because of the color of people's skin, their economic standing, or because they're just different. If you wonder who Jesus hung out with, the religious leaders accused him of hanging out with the tax collectors and sinners, people who knew they needed help instead of those who thought they were good on their own. Galatians 3:9. For this reason, those who believe are blessed with Abraham who believed. So all who put their faith in Jesus share in the same blessing as Abraham received because of faith. Welcome to the family of God that has no restrictions, limitations, or membership cards to get in. Sorry, Costco. Galatians 3:10. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, for it's written, "Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the things written in the book of the law." This quote comes from Deuteronomy 27:26. Everyone has failed to obey all the laws, and when they were first given from Moses on Mount Sinai. So the law is powerless to save because we've broken them, and they're based on works and not faith. Through the law, you need to earn your way to God. This is Paul's point. The road leads to a dead end. Galatians 3:11. Now it's evident, or at least it should be, that no one is reckoned or made right before God by the law. For the one who is righteous will live by faith. Our spiritual lives have come alive through faith in Jesus, the only begotten Son. You can't buy your way in. You can't work your way in. You can't eat your way in. You can't get in by who you know or who you're related to. It's only by faith in Jesus. Galatians 3:12. But the law does not rest on faith. On the contrary, whoever does the works of the law will live by them. So the option is ours. Live by faith and fail miserably with a dud of a prize at the end, or the way of Christ through the cross into eternity with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. For it's written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." This was one of the stumbling blocks for the Jews, that Jesus died by hanging on a tree. Anyone who died in such a way was considered cursed by God, abandoned by God. Deuteronomy 21:23, "For anyone who's hung on a tree is cursed in the sight of God." But Jesus, the innocent one, hangs on the tree to take all of our sin, our pain, our brokenness, our grief, our heartache, the evil, taking the curse that belongs to each of us. Karl Barth, he says, the very heart of the atonement is the overcoming of sin. Sin in its characteristic of rebellion of men and women against God, and its character as the ground of humanity's hopeless destiny in death. It was to fulfill this judgment on sin that the Son of God, as a man, took our place as sinners. Galatians 3:14. In order that Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. The same blessings that were given to Abraham was equally given to all Gentiles, so they could equally receive the promised Holy Spirit by faith. God believes in win-wins. When we were children, we often wanted to be the first one to open up the squirrel peanut butter, because right at the top was one unshelled peanut. Only one person could get it. But in God's world, there's a peanut at the top for everyone. A story is told of a man who was going through a crosswalk and a car hit him. He ended up in the hospital and was in a coma for 2 days. When he woke up, his wife was holding his hand. And he said, "Honey." And she said, "Yeah." And he said, "Judy, I have something I have to tell you." He said, "Judy, when we got married and I went to school and I was struggling in school and failing classes and you kept encouraging me that I could do it, you were there. And then finally, when I got out into the big world of jobs and started applying, nobody was hiring me. And you kept on finding more and more ads for me to apply to. And then the day came and I got my big job. And I worked my hardest, my very hardest. But people didn't seem to appreciate all the work I was doing. And yet you were there encouraging me, supporting me, believing in me." At this point, Judy's eyes are starting to well up. And he said, "One more thing. You know, here I am. I wake up in the hospital after this accident. And here you are again, right with me." He said, "Judy, I'm starting to come to the conclusion that you're just plain bad luck." Sometimes we can also come to the wrong conclusion about God when the way becomes hard. But the fact is, we can trust Him with all of ourselves to put our complete faith in His love and goodness. Three boys were asked to write the definition of faith. One wrote, "Faith is taking hold of God." The second one wrote, "Faith is holding on to God." The third one wrote, "Faith is not letting go." All three are great answers. Faith is taking hold of God. Faith is holding on to God. Faith is not letting go. Stephen Sykes says, "Slavery is a metaphor for the consequence of sin. Those who are in bondage need to be freed. We are enslaved to Satan, which covers all of the bases. Systematic evil as well as individual sin and error. Affluent communities need to understand that they are enslaved by the pursuit of wealth and comfort and status, often achieved at the expense of the poor. Why did these Judaizers, these Jews who also had faith in Jesus, want their own way? They continued to think that God had a favorite nations and people groups, those with Jewish descent, instead of regular people from all parts of the world like the church is made up of. Have you ever noticed that we like things to go our way? And often the way we do things is the right way? I knew I was bound to marry a nurse because of hanging out at the Misericordia Nursing School. Has anyone else ever tried this? So if your life is to pattern mine, you need to grow up on a farm in Alberta, have 5 siblings, get married at 27, roll 2 cars, eat lots of chocolate, and grow up in a community church of over 1,200 people. Do all these things, and they will affirm that you were doing your faith in Jesus the right way. It would be foolish for me to suggest you try the same thing. We often do not have the best way, and it could be unclear what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives, let alone in our neighbors' lives in the different seasons of our life. We all have different family backgrounds and journeys, and God seems to know what we need just when we need it. We must be careful not to make the Christian faith about us and our preferences. Being a follower of Christ is about Jesus, and He is the one who gives direction and purpose for each of our lives. He is the vine and we are the branches. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. God has this wonderful plan to make things right in our world and lives. For anyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved, rescued, and restored into right relationship. This is the way it was meant to be from time immemorial. Let's pray. God, we give you our criticisms and our cynicisms in what's happening in other people's lives and movements. What we want to hold on to is trusting you in every area of our lives. Give us the willingness to listen and respond in obedience to the Spirit's direction within us individually and corporately. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple announcements. I'll pray for the food. I'll do a benediction. We'll sing one more song. You'll be dismissed. We get to eat. I love to eat, especially when it's cold out and there are warm things inside. I said to the elders this last week, don't worry, the message will be short. I know the guy who's speaking, so this all move really fast. Just one thing, we're going to eat, and then we're going to do the annual meeting afterwards. You're welcome to stay for both or whatever you want to do. If you end up wanting to drop into the annual meeting, anybody can come. It'll be in here. Maybe the best thing that happens at the meeting is at the very beginning when people get to tell stories of what Jesus has done in their lives in this last year. And sometimes, I don't know how to say this, but we go through seasons of life, if you want to say the four seasons. And sometimes it can be really hard. And sometimes it can be really dark. And we're not sure we're going to get out. And sometimes hearing the words of faith around us, how God has intervened on other people's lives, is a great encouragement. Okay, I'm going to pray for the food, and then I'm going to do the benediction. God, we just thank you that all we have comes from your hands, and they're good things, and you love us. Bless this food. As you go under the sign of the cross, knowing those who are looking for hope, those who are looking for peace, those who are looking for freedom, we're only going to find this in Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Would you please stand with us while we close?
Mercy every morning, rising like the dawn. God of all creation, the wonder of it all. You're the song of freedom, you're the only way. Every new beginning is by grace. A better life in Jesus, into a life of freedom. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Up from the grave you raised me, out of the darkness save me. Hallelujah, Jesus Savior. You can still the panic, you can break the chains. You're the only healer, the greatest ever name. Through the cross forgiven, everything has changed. Every new beginning is by grace. Up and alive in Jesus, into a life of freedom. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Up from the grave you raised me, out of the darkness saved me. Hallelujah, Jesus Savior.
Enjoy your lunch.